Thanks for listening in. This is Agriculture Today, coming to you from the campus of Kansas State University. It's been one of those spring planting seasons fraught with complications, and largely due to our weather patterns in Kansas. That certainly isn't unusual here in the state, but nonetheless, we've seen planting delays for the various row crops, in particular for corn, to the point where those who carry crop insurance on their corn may be facing an important deadline as of today, as a matter of fact. And we'll look at what options exist for producers who are still awaiting that chance to seed their corn in regard to crop insurance coverage. Along our way once again is Research and Extension Agricultural Economist for K-State, based in Southwest Kansas, Monty Vandeveer. So, Monty, what's up here with this date, May the 25th, and how important is it as far as crop insurance for corn?
Well, May 25th, for most of the counties in Kansas, I think there's about a dozen in southeast Kansas that had a different deadline. But for most counties in Kansas, today is the deadline. In your insurance lingo, it's called the final planting date. It's not the last day you can plant corn, but it's the last day you can plant and get full coverage under your crop insurance policy.
As established originally when you took that policy out then.
That's right. So the final planting date is the last date that you can plant and still get the full coverage that you signed up for with your APH yield, your guarantee level, and all the other coverage features. So what happens, we've got a fair number of people in western Kansas. It's been cool and wet, and they haven't planted yet. So the options that they have are they can still plant their corn. We've got another 20 days. This period in the insurance language is called the late planting period. Mm-hmm. So you can still plant your corn during this late planting period, and that period lasts another 20 days. But what's going to happen is you get a reduced level of coverage. In fact, your production guarantee goes down 1% for each day late that you've planted during this period.
So once again, there's latitude here, but you need to understand that you will be discounted that 1% per day for each and every day that the planting is held off after this final planting date of today. As we're talking about that particular option, and there are more we want to address here, Monty, you do want to stress if producers are going that route and are planning on that production guarantee but being reduced by that 1%, they need to keep close track of their planting progress day by day.
Yeah, that's really important under these provisions. Late planting or prevented planting is a loss situation. And so under their policy, the producer is required to notify their agent promptly. So you need to get in touch with them right away if that's what situation you're in. As far as keeping track of those records, because the guarantee will reduce by 1% each day during that late planting period, you're going to have to keep track of which acres, how many acres were planted during each day. Mm-hmm. Probably need to match those up with each of your crop insurance units, too. Remember, your basic units, enterprise units, need to make sure you know which ones are which and how many got planted each day, because your coverage is going to be tied directly to that.
You want to keep this all as straight as possible here and as clear. Therefore, good records day by day. Make sure to get that put down on paper somewhere as you go along. But if one is prevented from planting, period, during this late planting window, what latitude is allowed those folks?
Well, you've actually got several options. The late planting window, that's another 20 days, so that takes us out to something like June 14th. Mm-hmm. And so if you haven't got planted by then, you still have several options. The first one is just leave the acres idle. You don't have to plant anything. You can get 55% of your guaranteed revenue coverage under that option. So that's your prevented planting payment. Another option would be you can still plant your corn after June 14th or whatever that date is, but you're going to get a much lower guarantee level. It's going to be, again, 55% of what you had originally signed up for.
In fact, when you're waiting that late, you really must want to plant your corn badly.
Right.
Otherwise, you could leave it idle and gain the same 55%, right?
Right, exactly. You can also, another option is if you're going to not plant any other crop, you can put a cover crop there, but you cannot hay it or graze it before November 1st. And then your last option would be just plant a completely different crop. I don't know if that's still be time to get a grain sorghum crop in the ground, if that fits for you. What happens is that becomes the second crop, and we're back to that same situation we had with our wheat a couple of weeks ago. If there's the first crop is lost, you get a 35% payment on that, and then you go on to your second crop.
By way of example, and you provided this in a recent Agronomy E-Update newsletter article, Monty, this mm-hmm. past Friday, might walk through some numbers here to help producers understand how this might work for them.
Yeah, here's what the example we put in the E-Update, the document online with the Agronomy Department. Here's a Western Kansas grower. He's got dryland corn, and his APH yield is 105 bushels per acre. Okay, mm-hmm. And he picks the 75% guarantee level. Okay, so our projected price for corn this spring was $3.96. So that means we have our revenue guarantee is that 105 bushels times $3.96 price times 75% guarantee. That's $311.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the number that gets reduced by 1% per day for each day late that you plant in the late planting period.
And you can see that this could add up quickly, but if one is prompt in their planting as best they can still recoup a fair amount of their coverage, it seems.
Yeah, two or three, 4 days in, you're hardly changing your coverage at all. But, once you get out 20 days, that's $3 or $4 per day that the guarantee is going down. So once you get toward the end of that late planting period, you do start to look at a different situation.
Mm-hmm. You need to put numbers to this as producers, but moreover, you need to strike up that dialogue with your crop insurance agent and make sure that you're all on the same page as to the option that you will be exercising as a corn grower.
Yeah, that's probably number one piece of advice is keep in touch with your agent. Make sure you stay in compliance. Don't forfeit any coverage by, not following the program rules.
Monty, diverting a bit here, from corn, as far as the other row crops, we're not nearly bumping up against any similar deadlines at this moment, are we?
No, we're a couple weeks later for our soybean deadline, and I believe the grain sorghum deadline is even after that.
But should we see delays further, a lot of these same provisions might well be in place for the other crops as well, would it not?
Yeah, these are standard provisions in all our crop insurance coverage. What may vary is, of course, the particular dates,
mm-hmm.
and the run of late planting period may have a slightly different length.
We'll cross that bridge if and when we come to it. But for the here and now, there are insurance implications for planting corn late, and once more stressing that this very day, Thursday, the 25th of May, is the final date for planting corn without any kind of repercussions on your previously arranged corn coverage. Do touch base with your agent and do have a look, if you'd like more specifics on what we've covered here, at that Agronomy E-Update newsletter article dated this past Friday. It covers it all at agronomy.ksu.edu. Well, Monty, we appreciate the heads up on this and hopefully have provided producers a quick alert to what's going on here. We'll talk again soon. Many thanks.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
That from Research and Extension agricultural economist. He's based in Southwest Kansas, Monty Vandeveer. By the way, Monty authored likewise an article that we visited with him about a few days ago, looking at the insurance alternatives for wheat that was damaged by that late snowstorm and or the late freezing temperatures of earlier this month. You can still find that information at agmanager.info, along with this information on corn crop coverage, agmanager.info, out of Agricultural Economics here at K-State. In a moment, Sarah Moyer checks in with an updated look at career opportunities in agriculture. She'll also be talking further ahead with a K-State agricultural professor about a major national agricultural knowledge competition that took place recently here on the K-State campus. All of that is still ahead here on Agriculture Today. Stay with us.